It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we release music and interviews from the bands of New Jersey Rock. Coming up, we chat with Raj and Ryan of In Spite Of about their upcoming show this Friday, December 13th at the St. Mansbury Park with Stevie D featuring Corey Glover and Kodiak. We'll rock tracks from all three bands. Alice in Chains' all-acoustic tribute Plenty of Excuses makes their Jersey Rock debut with a call-in from Dave Hirschberg. They're rocking the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park with Baron Praxis on Friday, December 13th. But first, joining us over the phone is Kimmy Hart of Reality Suite. They're in action at the Manic Cat Records 5th Anniversary Show at Olives in Nyack, New York on December 14th. Their video for Grave is this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week up at WRAT.com. Kimmy, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Your video for Grave is this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week. We're going to talk about that in a moment, but first, this is a big show. It's a two-day event, December 13th and 14th, up at Olives, literally right across the border up in New York. You guys are on December 14th, correct?
Yes. It's a two-day show, but we're playing the 14th.
And you're on roughly like around 7 o'clock-ish, somewhere in the vicinity of that?
Yes.
What can people expect from Reality Suite that night?
We're just gonna, you know, give it our all like we always do and just rock the house.
Which is what you guys did when you played the Jersey Rock Showcase over at Jamie's. I think it was the first one of the season last year. Thank you again for a killer performance on that.
Oh, thank you for having us. And, you know, it was a blast. It was a great time.
Yeah, anyone who was there could attest to how killer your stage show is. And, of course, people will see that at Olives on December 14th. Do you guys have advanced tickets, or how could someone get in the door for that show?
Yes, we are selling tickets for the show.
How could someone get them?
You can go online and reach out to any one of us in the band. Go on our website, realitysuite.com, and they're $10.
Cool. We have that linked right on the podcast page. So if you're listening to this on WRIT.com, just scroll down. You'll find the link. Now, the track we're going to rock and the video, this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week, it's an incredibly powerful video. I got a chance to preview it even before it was released. Tell us about Grave.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to release this music video. It's basically about, you know, the pressures of social media and the pressure to be perfect and, you know, how people post all these pictures and all these filters and they're just trying to achieve perfection. And it's just unrealistic. The video is basically portraying like different scenarios and of me going to a plastic surgery consultation and other cut scenes of other people going through like issues like with insecurities and stuff. And then at the end, I'm burning a dress and it's like a strong symbolism for, you know, to just not let those things get to you. You're perfect the way you are. You don't need to change. And at the end, it's like I wake up like it was all a dream kind of thing. So I go to the consultation and the plastic surgery goes wrong. And then I'm in the ambulance and they're trying to save my life. I'm just really excited. We had a lot of people were involved for this video. And I just like kind of got teary-eyed when I watched it. And I saw, you know, some of the people in the video have been longtime fans and friends, and they did amazing. So just excited.
It came out great. And even that burning the dress, I assume you only had like one take for that because you don't have another dress to burn, right?
Yeah, that was one take.
Yeah, I watched that. I was like, oh, they nailed that, because that was probably a lot of pressure too for the guy, whoever was working the camera on that, to get that exactly right. It looked great. It's a beautiful music video. And I understand that with the song Grave, there's kind of a personal connection for you, correct?
Yes. There is pretty much about along those lines. I had a caregiver growing up. Like, she was basically like my second mother. She took care of me, and she decided to go do plastic surgery and get a tummy tuck, and it didn't go well. So she ended up becoming a vegetable. So that's kind of like that's where it came from, like the idea for the video. You're perfect the way you are. Like, you don't need to change anything, like, just because of the pressures of people in society and the world.
I'd say it's heavy, but it's also a great tribute, but also this video kind of functions as a public service announcement in many ways for people to really shine the light on the dangers of such procedures. So I think you guys have hit a lot of different great notes here, from artistic to tribute to even like literally helping out people. So congratulations on an amazing music video.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to you guys December 14th over at Olives in Nyack, New York. Kimmy Hart of Reality Suite. Check out the video for the song we're about to play right now up on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. It is this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week. Kimmy, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Reality Suite with Grave on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
She's a slave to the one who holds the blade. I'm ashamed, though sometimes we misbehave. Stuck her grave, and I'm afraid she can't be saved. I better not know.
Hey, this is Stevie D, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah, yeah,
featuring Corey Glover with Your Time Has Run Out on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. New album Torn from the Pages is available now at tornfromthepages.com. Don't miss them at the St. Asbury Park this Friday, December 13th. Joining them on the bill are Kodiak and In Spite Of. And speaking of which, joining us over the phone is Raj Narayan of In Spite Of. Raj, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah, man. And I am really stoked about this show. This is again, it's a really stacked bill, and I love that every band on this bill has been featured on Jersey Rock in the past. How did you guys get involved with this show?
Well, we had our comeback gig at the Saint back in July, and we were talking to Scott, the owner. We're like, would love to be a part of the 25th anniversary series of events. You know, the Saint was like the second show we played when we were still teenagers. And so we have a lot of history with that club and a lot of history with Scott. And, you know, in this day and age, for an original club to still kicking and still booking local acts and getting us on that stage, it just means so much for the whole scene. So we told Scott after our first gig back, like, we'd love to work with you again and keep us in mind. And then I went to see a friend's band play not too long ago at the Saint. And I bumped into Scott, and I'm like, all right, let's try to get a show together. And he's like, well, I have the perfect one for you. And he opens up the computer and be like, what do you think about DVD with Corey Glover? I'm like, let's do it, man. That's going to be fun as heck. So we got the show booked, and definitely looking forward to it.
It's going to be an epic evening. And you talk about, like, you know, when you guys were first starting out back when with the Saint, and the Once Upon a Time, that was, like, the only venue in town. Like, going back to, like, the late 90s, the Saint really kept the Asbury Park music scene alive.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Asbury went through kind of a renaissance, but the Saint held it on and continued on and helped bring a new life into the town. And we love every moment of it. And now there's so many good venues to play for original acts, and it's fantastic.
Hell yeah. And this is going to be one hell of a show. What can people expect from In Spite Of on Friday, December 13th?
It's going to be one big party. And, you know, since we're close to Christmas time, I'm going to be in full Santa Claus outfit rocking my bass on stage. So it's going to be one heck of a time, one big party. And we hope everybody will come on out and have some fun with us.
Hell yeah. Tickets available at thesaintnj.com. Do you guys have, like, a big cartel set up for this as well?
No, you can just get it through ticketweb.com. If you search the show, it's the main ticket outlet to purchase advance tickets.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that In Spite Of is doing?
You can go to facebook.com/InSpiteOfMusic, and from there you can see all the show listings, download our songs, see some videos, and everything related to In Spite Of.
Track we're doing on the podcast, tell us about Decade.
Decade was released and written in 2006. It is exactly how it sounds. At that point, we had been a band for 10 years, and we just wanted a song to celebrate that. You know, when we started when we were teenagers, we had the, you know, rock star dream and all that. And we spent a lot of years just plugging away and doing all kinds of different things with the band. And so we wanted one song just to be uplifting, upbeat, and just something to celebrate that, you know, 10 years running, we're still doing this. And now it means so much more to us because we got In Spite Of 2.0. You know, we're united. We're back together again. And so that's a little bit of a nostalgic type tune.
Raj Narayan of In Spite Of. Don't miss them this Friday, December 13th, over at the Saint in Asbury Park. It's going to be an epic evening. Stevie D featuring Corey Glover and Kodiak are also on the bill that night. Raj, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's In Spite Of with Decade on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, this is Pete Majani of Kodiak, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
With Alone on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check them out at KodiakBand.com and don't miss them at the St. Asbury Park this Friday with Stevie D featuring Corey Glover and In Spite Of. Tickets are available at the SaintNJ.com. Joining us over the phone is Dave Hirschberg of Plenty of Excuses, the Alice in Chains acoustic tribute, rocking the Wonder Bar with Baron Praxis on Friday, December 13th. Dave, thanks for calling in.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And you guys are rocking Wonder Bar Friday the 13th with our good friends Baron Praxis. What can people expect that night?
If they're Alice in Chains fans, they're going to love this show. So we basically are an all-acoustic tribute to Alice in Chains, but we cover everything from, you know, their MTV Unplugged show, but everything else, you know. So we cover stuff from every single album, including the new one. So a lot of William Duvall stuff, a ton of original AIC stuff. But it's a ton of fun, and it's something different because it's all acoustic.
And you guys are from Bergen County. Is this your first time playing the Wonder Bar?
First time at Wonder Bar, yep.
Well, it's an awesome place. If somebody wants to get tickets, do you guys have like a big cartel set up, or should they just go through the Wonder Bar?
I believe it's just through Wonder Bar. And actually, I haven't seen a ticket link yet. I'm wondering if it's just a day of show, but I'm unaware of a ticket link yet.
Well, you know what? A lot of times you can just go up to the door and get tickets right at the door at the Wonder Bar. It's a chill place. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case there. But we'll have links up on the Jersey Rock page, WRET.com, if anyone wants to check the Wonder Bar's website. If somebody wants to find out more about your tribute, how can they do so?
So we've got a couple of social media pages, although truth be told, I'm not an Instagram person, so the Instagram page is a little weak. But we've got a website, plentyofexcuses.com, and you can find us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/plentyofexcuses. We've got some content on there. You know, you can find a little bit about the members of the band, and we've got some videos of some live performances and actually a couple of performances from The Saint down right near Wonder Bar down in Asbury Park.
Totally awesome venue as well. And the track we're doing, your rendition of Rain When I Die. Tell us about this.
So there's a couple of songs that we were really kind of trying to figure out how they would work acoustically. We weren't sure if they were going to work. Acoustic meaning just literally two guitars, a bass, and voices. We don't even have drums in the band.
Oh, wow.
So this was kind of one where we're like, let's just give it a shot. Maybe it sounds good. Maybe it doesn't. And it wound up sounding really cool. And I think this was a recording from a little coffee shop that we used to play up here when we first started up in Bergen County. And I think that's where this recording's from.
You'll be hearing this song, I'm sure, live on Friday, December 13th. Dave Hirschberg of Plenty of Excuses, the Alice in Chains acoustic tribute. See them at the Wonder Bar with Baron Praxis this Friday, December 13th. Dave, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, you got it. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Plenty of Excuses rocking their rendition of Rain When I Die on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains all-acoustic tribute on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch them in action at the Wonder Bar at Asbury Park with Baron Praxis this Friday, December 13th. Learn more at plentyofexcuses.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WREC.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter of the Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. To your Garden State town, rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.